Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional and Prophetic Altar. Let having a quiet time with God be your way of life. Each day you wake up to see the dawn of a new day. Switch on your phone, do your morning devotion with Turning Point. After Turning Point ministration audio, read a short Bible study from our prayer booklet, Pray the Day's Prayer, and follow the guideline on how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year systematically. It will deepen your knowledge of God's Word and help you grow spiritually. I desire all TPGF members and listeners to become spiritually strong. If you subscribe online, the soft copy of the daily devotional prayer booklet shall be sent to your phone. It is published monthly. You can do a yearly or a monthly subscription with a token by chatting with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not done so already. Welcome also to Sunday, the 25th in February 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I see a big blessing cargo in the spirit with your name labeled on it. You won't miss it. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I combine these two scriptures to pray for you. Good and perfect gift from God will reach out to you. Oh yes, God will overwhelm you and your family with all His good things. God will do more than your expectation. What you and your children, your business, your career, your program, your project, your ministry needs that is lacking now shall soon be adequately supplied. From today, enter the realm of rest. You shall not be relegated. Rather, you will be upgraded and elevated. Who is this? The thief that is stealing from you shall be caught very soon. The good thing that God has done for you shall endure forever. Today is Sunday. Many people will attend church services. I pray for all ministers in all churches today. Receive fresh oil for effective ministration. Whichever assignment, in whatever department or service arm, you shall minister with divine backing. I prophesy growth and increase to all churches and ministries. Sunday is the beginning of a new week. Everyone, look for one new thing. Hold it up. I want to use it to pray for you. God shall bless you with new things this week. New opportunities, new sales, new relationship, new connection, new strength, new money, and new laughters all over in Jesus' name. Expect a major good news. February 25 celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live in peace, in strength, in good health, prosperity, and fulfillment all your days in Jesus' name. Listeners, welcome to the seventh day of healing prayer ministrations. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in His prophet, so shall you prosper. Please believe, your healings will flow. Who is this with chest pain? Put your hand there. Someone also, your wrist is paining you. Right hand, you can't bend it front and back without pain. Try bending it after these prayers. The pains will have left and will no longer be there. Knee cap pain. You can't bend your knees without pain. Healing is coming to that region. Doctors care. God kills. Who is this? Diagnosed for colon cancer. Listen, it's not a death sentence. God is healing you right away. Spinal cord pain. Pain in your spine. Oh yes, I'm to pray for you now. You can't bend it. If you can, I'd like you to lay your back on your bed or walk towards a wall and rest your back on the wall. I prophesy, all cases mentioned so far, receive your divine healing. Receive a divine touch. You are healed. I serve notice to all sicknesses highlighted so far. Leave your victims now. Leave your victims now. You are healed. Say with me, I am healed. I receive my healing. Stiff neck. You find it difficult to twist your head without pain on your neck. Your healing is coming. Heaviness. You feel heavy. Your head, your body. Heaviness. I prophesy. Spirit of heaviness, leave your victims now. Vertigo. From time to time, everything around you start turning. You open your eyes, everything is turning. If you don't sit down or hold a thing, you may even fall. I cause vertigo. Go. That thing in your brain, making everything to turn around you. Ouch. Ouch. You are healed. Stubborn cough. Yes, stubborn. Despite medication, you are still coughing. Lay your hand on your lung. Cough. Stop. Stubborn cough. Go now. And today, you are healed. Take a sip of the blessed water. Blurred vision. You can't even see to read your text messages well on your phone. Not to talk about book. Close your eyes. Lay your hand. I command wellness into your vision. Start seeing clearly from now on. Blood vision is over. Receive your clear sight back. Infectious diseases, any infection at all. Yes, you with running stomach. What did you eat? Taking you to toilet many times. Lay your hand on your tummy. Receive your healing now. Food poison. Food poison. Be neutralized. You are healed. Healed of food or any poison at all. Someone is urinating blood. Another person, when you defecate, you see traces of blood. Be healed now. Be healed now. Blood urination. Blood defecation. Stop right away. Who is this woman with one breast surgically removed, yet you are feeling pain in the other remaining breast, and you are afraid? The devil is a liar. Touch that one and let me pray. No more removal of your breast. No more pain. Be healed. Then bedwetting. Anyone suffering from bedwetting, today is the end. Be healed. If you are suffering from any of these things that I will mention, get ready for healing. Difficulty in breathing, difficulty in swallowing, difficulty in sweating, difficulty in saying, difficulty in hearing, difficulty in talking, difficulty in walking, difficulty in any area of your life. I prophesy, difficulty, go now. Touch that place and let me pray. I pray over your life. Jesus Christ was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes he was healed. I prophesy, be healed, be healed. All difficulties go and end now. Say amen, I am healed. Say it again. Yes, you are. Start exercising your faith. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Something has happened. You are healed. Send us your testimonies later in Jesus' name. The good thing is, you can scroll back and play this message back for healing anytime, any day. Ministration in that area, healing will come. Rebroadcast it to all of your contacts. Let them also receive their healing as they listen and believe. We have 4 days left in February. So we will do 2 days of question and answer from tomorrow and 2 days of testimony to end this month. Then first week in March, we will start our intensive personal and prophetic prayers. Join us online or in real life in our 2 Sunday services today, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9 to 11 a.m. second service, Nigeria time. Month is ending. Today is February 25. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, your vows, and the 222 seed we are sowing this second month of the year, do so with joy, with faith, and with expectation. A seed not planted will not grow. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. TPGF is a fertile soil for sowing tithe and planting seed if you are so led. Yes, if so led of God, no one is forced or compelled. But if you believe in it, do so, and you will see the blessings of God. Now, if you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal information, send a WhatsApp message, or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. Don't send money or tithe or any seed to any personal account. Our account names is either Living Spring Chapel International or TPGF or Living Spring Chapel Trust. Any personal name or account is a fraud. Don't send money there. We are not the one asking people to send money so that we go and do prayer for them. We are not the people asking people to send money for any orphanage or motherless baby's home. Those are internet thieves. Block them. Have nothing to do with them. I speak to everyone's life. You will see God's greatness, greater greatness, power of God, greatness of God. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.